This year has been a bastard. How you think you can swan in after a bastard of a year and just expect to waltz off with Rosa, I can't conceive. I've been the one that's had to deal with everything. Practically deal with it all. It's meant cooking food for someone who won't eat. It's been me persuading them to eat. It's been them refusing. It's been me persuading and persuading. It's been me looking at bodies and saying no. Looking at dead people from the sea who aren't Joe. It's been me lying awake at night just in case I hear someone crying. Try persuading someone of the value of regular school when their life's just fallen apart. That's real. That's coping. Coping isn't some noble but ineffectual boycott. It's real, bloody hard life, and sometimes I've drunk coffee to keep me going. Rosa may not have been in a position to choose if it wasn't for that. My dear Alistair, the simple truth is that nature, when she endowed you with your amazing voice, unfortunately omitted to provide you with a musical ear. You can bellow loudly enough to drown 10,000 bulls, but you are always at least a quarter tone sharp or flat, as the case may be. I laughed until I fell on the floor of my box in screaming hysterics. The audience hooted and booed, but they could not make themselves heard above your roaring. At last the chorus dragged you off the stage, and the regular tenor finished the performance only to find that the manager had absconded with my £50 and left the whole company penniless. The prima donna was deaf in the left ear into which you had sung with all your force. I had to pay all their salaries and send them home.
Have you seen the length of this queue? That's the trouble when you want an ice cream. You have to queue for hours to get one. Jack went back downstairs sulking, trying to blame me for what happened. You can guarantee if something is going to happen to someone, it'll happen to Jack. I think I'll get a 99 Cornet with a flake in it. Jack'll not want one. He can do without, for being awkward. He usually had a Cornet with red sauce on it. Blood on it, he'd say. He can do without. All the bodies in this queue smell of suntan lotion. Some of the men look quite nice. I suppose I was attracted to them, really, standing close up and talking. Mind you, they were a bit skinny. You could see their ribs. What? Oh, sorry, can I have a 99 Cornet with a flake and one with blood on? I've got a face for delivering bad news, apparently. Two boys. Well, they'd both been stabbed. One of them died in theatre. Just bled out. Simple as that. He's just a little boy on a slab now. The other was a bit luckier, and by a bit I mean by the slightest margin, because he's still just about holding on. All this? This was all for apparently saying somebody had bad breath. Simple as that, and it had got out of control. And so the point of this is I was given the task of telling the dead boy's mum. She made this noise. Not a sound you'd associate with humans. I just wished that I didn't feel a thing. Because if this is how I feel most of the time I'm doing the job, then this is not something that I think I want to be doing for the rest of my life.
I never did repent for doing good, nor shall not now, for in companions that do converse and waste the time together, whose souls do bear an equal yoke of love, there must be needs a like proportion of lineaments, of manners, and of spirit, which makes me think that this Antonio, being the bosom lover of my lord, must needs be like my lord. If it be so, how little is the cost I have bestowed in purchasing the semblance of my soul from out the state of hellish misery. This comes too near the praising of myself, Therefore no more of it. Hear other things. Lorenzo, I commit into your hands the husbandry and manage of my house until my lord's return. For mine own part, I have toward heaven breathed a secret vow to live in prayer and contemplation, only attended by Nerissa here, until her husband and my lord's return. There is a monastery 2 miles off, and there will we abide.